head on it, but then a mini bridge.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your strength in our lives. Thank you for victories you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs your mighty hand has done for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for peace. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to go in the direction of your will and purposes. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your promises that you are bringing to pass in our lives. Thank you for your light that is shining on our souls, teaching us your righteousness, teaching us your ways. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for divine protection we enjoy from you. Thank you for defending us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the enemy came like a flood to attack us, to enslave us, to corrupt and pollute us, even to destroy us, you stood and you fought for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love in our hearts that is growing day by day. Thank you for helping us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for helping us to go so that we can achieve miracles from you. Thank you, Jesus. Your life in Jesus' name. Thank you for the history of the wonders. Thank you for how you visit us. Thank you for how you help us, save us, heal us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for a new dawn. Thank you for new journeys. And because you understand the Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's my network. My network is fluctuating. Yeah, I'm trusting God that it will be stabilized. Amen. Father, we thank you for standing with us through the journey of life. Thank you for your direction and guidance that you give us through your Holy Spirit in us. Thank you, Lord. We say thank you for your faithfulness, because every time we come together on this platform to seek you in prayer, you always hear us, you always answer us, and you always help us, you always revive us. Thank you, Jesus. I ask, O God, that as we would be having another session right now, O Lord, visit us again, help us again, fight for us again, answer us from heaven again. Let us see your power work wonders in our lives. Let us receive a touch from you. Fill everyone here and everyone that will join with your fire, so that as we pray, we see victories. I ask that you take over this session. I ask, O Lord, that you reveal to us what we should pray for and how we should pray. Give us utterances of prayer. Let us pray with the utterance of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I trust the Lord to give us a good network so that the program can go well. We're going to start with songs of worship. And after that, we would go into prayers. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, in our lives, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. In our lives, Holy Spirit, come and reign. In our lives, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory and honor. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Omni potent reigning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He is able abundantly able
to deliver,
to deliver,
and to save,
and to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able,
to deliver,
to deliver those who trust. He is able, he is able, abundantly able, to believe and to save. Our God is abundantly able
to deliver,
to deliver those who trust him. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah.
He made the dead to rise.
Hallelujah. He made the blind to see.
Hallelujah. He worked upon the sea.
Hallelujah.
He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Sing hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. We will praise you from everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting. Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. Oh Lord, come down and manifest your power. 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 Right here, we need you, Lord. Manifest your power. Oh Lord, come down and manifest your power in our lives. We need your touch. Manifest your power. Oh Lord, come down and manifest your power. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Manifest your power, oh Lord. Come down and manifest your power. Hallelujah. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor, give Him adoration. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the Most High God, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, Father. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great is your mercy. Great is your love. Great is your might. Great is your dominion. Great is your name. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you, Father. You control times and seasons. You determine the end of things before they began. You make all things beautiful in your time. You decree and it comes to pass. You open doors no one can shut. You close doors no one can open. We worship you, King of Israel. You fight and you win. You have never We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, El Shaddai. Begin to worship him. Lift up your voice, worship him. With the whole of your heart, worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in us. Thank you, Lord, for what you will still do for us. Thank you for transformation we have seen and experienced. Thank you for elevation we have experienced. Thank you for divine provisions. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for progress. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you, Jesus, for everything we have enjoyed from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be glorified. Be praised forever. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your steadfast love for my life. Say, Father, thank you for your unfailing love for my life. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you for loving me so much that you forgive my sins. Thank you for loving me so much that you visit me, that you rescue me, that you provide for me. Thank you for your love. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you, Jesus, for your unfailing love. Thank you, Jesus. For your great love. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you. Say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. It's great. Say, Father, thank you for loving me so much that you meet me at the point of my needs. Thank you for loving me so much that you defend me. You preserve me from deadly attacks from the enemy. Thank you for loving me so much that you save me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your steadfast love for my life. Thank you for your unfailing love on my life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you forgive my sins. Thank you for loving me so much that you help me in times of need. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, it is you who speaks and it comes to pass. Speak into my life. Speak into my life. Send your word into my life. Release your word into my life, for I know it will come to pass. Say, Father, speak into my life. Decree into my life. In the name of Jesus, decree your will into my life. Decree blessings into my life. Speak goodness into my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, it is you who speaks and it comes to pass. It is you who speaks and it comes to pass. The harsh you get about that. Speak into my life, Lord Jesus. Speak into my life, Lord Jesus. Speak into my life, Lord Jesus. Speak into my life, Lord Jesus, for I know it will come to pass. For I know it will come to pass. Release your word into my life. Send your word into my life. Release your word into my life. Release your word into my life. For I believe it will come to pass. Speak your word into my life. In the name of Jesus. For only you speak and it comes to pass. Only you speak and it comes to pass. Speak your word into my life. Speak your word into my life. Speak your word into my life. Speak your word into my destiny. Speak your word into my situation. Speak your word into my calling, into my career, into my marriage. Speak your word, for I know it will come to pass. Speak your word into my finances. Decree the manifestation of your will into my life. Decree the manifestation of your promises into my life. In the name of Jesus, for I know it will come to pass. Speak, O Lord, into my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. And make my faith produce miracles. Say, Father, show me mercy. It's in you, my trust in you. Produce miracles. Make my faith in you. Make my trust in you. Produce miracles in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The Jeki Halish de Dea, Hashte Hasujida Nawala. O God of Israel, show me your mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. And make my faith produce miracles. Make my faith in you, make my trust in you, produce miracles in the name of Jesus. As I demonstrate my faith, as I depend on you, Lord, let me see miracles. Let me see miracles. Show me mercy, O God. Show me mercy, O God. Make my faith in you produce results. Make my faith in you produce great victories. Make my faith in you produce great success. Make my faith in you produce greatness and excellence. Make my faith in you produce signs and wonders. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Nishi hadikri haladadana. Nesujeti hitashna. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. Thank you, Father. Show me mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every witchcraft creature sent on assignment into my life to carry out evil. Raise up your right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every witchcraft creature sent on assignment to cause evil in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yushanaga deria dada. Lelujdiosa natushidabala. Let fire fall from heaven. Let fire fall from the throne of God. As it is written, that fire goeth forth before the Lord and consumes his foes on every side. Let fire fall from heaven and destroy every witchcraft creature that have been sent into my life to cause evil. Let fire fall and consume them now. Now, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft creature, witchcraft animals, witchcraft incense, witchcraft reptiles sent on assignment to cause evil in my life, let fire fall and waste them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let fire fall and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every attack of darkness that came into my life through the food I eat, through the food I had. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every attack of darkness that came into my life through the food I ate. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy every attack of darkness that entered into my life through the food I ate. Right now, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. De Jushaso de Tijilea, Maha de Gadash de Dea, blood of Jesus destroyed every attack of darkness that entered into my life through the food I ate. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Every attack of darkness that entered into my life through the food I ate, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bihashi yedidea. Dihera de kujidalala. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, release judgment upon every environmental darkness. Release judgment upon every environmental demon that is stopping the word of the Lord from coming to pass in my life, that is stopping the promises of the Lord from coming to pass in my life. Save, O Lord of hosts, to release your judgment upon them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord of hosts, release your judgment. Release your judgment. Release your judgment upon every territorial demon, environmental demon, environmental darkness that is stopping your word from coming to pass in my life. Stopping your promises from coming to pass in my life. Release your judgment, O Lord of hosts, upon them now. Every territorial devil, every territorial principality in the environment I live, stopping the manifestation of the Lord's promises, receive the judgment of God now. In the name of Jesus, receive the judgment of God. Receive the judgment of God. Receive the judgment of God. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Receive the judgment of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, environmental demon, environmental darkness, environmental idolatry, environmental gods and goddesses, stopping the manifestation of God's promises in my life. Receive the anger of God right now in the name of Jesus. Receive the anger of God. Environmental satanic altars, environmental witchcraft altars, preventing the manifestation of the Lord's promises in my life. Receive the anger of God now in the name of Jesus. Receive the anger of God. Receive the anger of God.
Receive the judgment of God. Receive the anger of God. Receive the anger of God. Receive the anger of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from the journey of my life, or separate from the journey of my life every unclean spirit, every evil spirit that have bound themselves to be with the journey of my life. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, separate from my life every unclean spirit, every marine spirit, evil spirit, serpentine spirit that have attached themselves with the journey of my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from the journey of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Meshigarara. Dido jisana teshara. Liglehenidijila. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate from my life every invisible spirit, unclean spirit, demonic spirit, every evil spirit that have attached themselves with the journey of my life to cause setbacks and failures and disappointments and frustrations. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from my life journey. Right now, in the name of Jesus, separate them, separate them, separate them. In the name of Jesus, separate them now, separate them now, separate them now. Every unclean spirit, witchcraft spirit, demonic spirit, marine spirit, serpentine spirit, every occultic spirit that have bound themselves with my life journey to cause downfall, to cause frustrations, failures, setbacks, sorrow, pains, poverty, slavery, oh Lord, separate them now by fire. Thank you, Lord. Let your fire remove them from my life. Let your fire remove them from the journey of my life. Let the journey of my marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to speak or pray with authority. You're going to pray, you're going to decree. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, let everything that has stopped stopped moving forward in my life, receive life now and move forward. You're going to decree, you're praying with authority, as if you are visualizing those things that have become stagnant, those things that have stopped moving. You pray as if you are looking at them, and you're going to say, I decree in the name of Jesus, everything that have stopped moving forward in my life, receive life and begin to move forward now. In the name of Jesus, receive life and move forward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Everything that I've stopped moving, everything that I've refused to move forward in my life, I command you in the name of Jesus, receive life now and move forward. In the name of Jesus, the project I started some time ago and I refuse to continue, receive life now and move forward. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that I've started before in my life and then stopped moving forward, I decree in the name of Jesus, receive life now and move forward in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every good thing that I've stopped moving forward, everything that I've refused to move forward, I decree in the name of Jesus, receive life. Receive life, receive life, and move forward. Receive life and move forward. Good projects I have started before and suddenly refuse to have progress. Receive life now and move forward. Thank you, Lord. Things that have succeeded before and suddenly stopped being successful, receive life and succeed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to say, let the strength of the Lord begin in me or arise in me. Let the strength of the Lord arise in me for the beginning of new things. Let the strength of the Lord from within me begin to perform new things in my life. New beauty, new glory, new progress, new success. Let the strength of the Lord from within me begin to do new things in my life. Things that have not happened before
In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the strength of the Lord arise from within me for manifestation of new things. The strength of the Lord arise from within me for the manifestation of new things. New beautiful things. New glorious things. Strength of the Lord arise from within me for the performance of new things. In the name of Jesus, let the strength of the Lord arise. Let the strength of the Lord arise. Thank you, Lord. In my spirit, from within my spirit, from within my soul, from within my body, strength of the Lord arise for new beginning. In the name of Jesus, the strength I have not felt before, the strength I have not seen before, rise now from within me for the manifestation of new things in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some of you, God is about to give you a job contract. Yeah. Job contract, like maybe job offers. I don't know. Yeah, but what I had in my spirit is job contract. So I believe that it will happen very soon. Yeah, it will happen very soon. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the angels you have assigned for your new beginning in my life, let them begin to walk right now. Say, Father, let the angels you have assigned to cause a new beginning in my life, let them begin operations right now. In everywhere on earth, let them begin operations right now. And let them not stop until my life changes. Until it begins, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your angels you have assigned to cause a new beginning in my life begin operations now. Let them begin operations now and let them not stop until it happens. In the name of Jesus, let them not stop. Let them not stop. Let them not stop. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, let the angels you have assigned to cause a new beginning in my life begin their operations now. In every corner of the world, in every place on earth, Let them begin their operations. Let them begin their operations. And let them not stop until it happens to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let them begin. Let the operations begin. Every angelic operations, every angelic intervention that must begin, that must be done for new beginning to happen in my life. Father, let it happen now. Let it begin now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord is showing me that someone among you, there is this bracelet you use. I believe you know what bracelet is. Yeah, but that bracelet is demonic. Yeah, like you need to stop using it. Yeah, like there's this, you know, bracelet you put it on your wrist. Yeah, you wear it on your wrist. Yeah, I believe the person who is concerned already know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so you have to stop using that bracelet because it's attracting a kind of darkness into your life. Yeah. So this is the next prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make my life make the environment of my life too hot for devils to operate. Make the environment of my life too hot for darkness to operate. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, make the environment of my life, make the environment of my ministry, my calling, my house, my home, my dwelling place. Lord, make the environment of my marriage too hot for darkness to operate. In the name of Jesus, make the environment of my family too hot for darkness to operate. I believe you're praying that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus, make the environment of my life too hot for darkness to survive, for powers of darkness to operate, for agents of darkness to operate. In the name of Jesus. Oh God of Israel, thank you, Lord. Make the environment of my life too hot for darkness to survive. In the name of Jesus. Let your fire saturate the environment of my life.
make the environment of my dwelling place too hot for darkness to operate and survive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, let everything in my life honor you and glorify you. See, Father, let everything in my life honor you and glorify you. The Bible says we should do all things for the glory of the Lord. Your God is to be glorified through your life. So if your life is not going to glorify God, then God cannot be happy with your life. So you're going to say, Father, let everything in my life give you honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let everything in my life give you honor and glory. Let my thoughts honor you and glorify you. Let my words honor you and glorify you. Let my attitude honor you and glorify you. Let my behavior and character honor you and glorify you. Begin to say, let everything in my life honor the Lord and glorify the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let everything in my life honor Jesus and glorify Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let Jesus be honored in my life. Let Jesus be glorified in my life. Let my life glorify the Lord. Let everything I have glorify the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to continue every good work I have started for you. Every good work I began, every good work I have started to do for you. Say, Father, strengthen me to continue and to finish well. Yeah. Say, Father, strengthen me to continue to do the good work I have started to do for you. Strengthen me to continue and to finish well. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that.
Begin to pray like that. Begin to rebuke every spirit of discouragement that have been sent from hell to stop you from doing the good work that God appreciates in your life. Begin to say, strengthen me, Father, to continue to do every good work I have started to do for you, and to finish it well, to complete it well, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. Yeah, we have prayed this prayer point before, and you need to pray it again. You're going to say, Father, give me the spirit that praises you. Say, Father, fill me with the spirit that praises you always. Fill me with the spirit that praises you always. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill me with the spirit that praises you always. Say, Lord, I want to sing your praises always. I want to lift up my voice. Open my mouth and begin to praise you in every hour, in every day. I want to praise you. I want to praise your name. I want to praise your kingdom. I want to praise your dominion. I want to praise your grace. I want to praise your power. I want to praise your authority. Lord, fill me with the spirit that praises you. Fill me with the spirit that will enable me to praise you always. In the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit that will enable me to praise you always. Put upon me the garment of praise. Put upon me, O God, the garment of praise, to praise you in all situations, to praise you at all times. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, fill me with the Spirit that will enable me to praise you always. Like David. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change the atmosphere of my life. To atmosphere of miracles. Yeah, see, Father, change the atmosphere of my life into an atmosphere where miracles happen effortlessly, where miracles happen easily. Change the atmosphere of my life, oh God, into an atmosphere where miracles flow like a river. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, change the atmosphere of my life. 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 In the name of Jesus, change the atmosphere of my life. Deje shega ha sujilandia de dia. Nigeheste sialash tutara. Mashene de digilian de disa. Thank you, Lord. Change the atmosphere of my life into an atmosphere where miracles happen easily and effortlessly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Into an atmosphere where miracles flow endlessly like river. Change the atmosphere of my life into such atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, let my life be filled with the atmosphere of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let my life, let my environment be filled with the same atmosphere with you in heaven for the manifestation of miracles, for the manifestation of mighty miracles. Thank you, Lord. Change the atmosphere of my life now. In the name of Jesus, change the atmosphere of my life now, O God of Israel. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, the Bible taught us to not be weary in doing good. Yeah, the Bible taught us to not be weary in doing good. You're going to pray. Yeah, I can see that some of you are getting weak in doing good, in helping people, and your breakthrough is connected to doing good, to helping people. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of discouragement causing me to be weak in doing good in the name of Jesus. Say, I bind every spirit of discouragement sent into my life to weaken me
from continuing to do good, to stop me from continuing to do good. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. For your breakthrough is in that doing good. You know, it is in doing good. Begin to bind that spirit. Say, I bind every spirit of discouragement. Thank you, Lord. Causing me to be weak in doing good, in helping people. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord, even when my flesh stand in the way. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord, even when my flesh stands in the way, even when my body stands against it. Say, I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord. Even when everyone stands against it, everyone around me stands against it, I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even when your closest friend, your most trusted friend or relative stands against it. Say, I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord. Even when your spouse stands against it, say, I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord. Because you have to obey the Lord. Yeah. Even if whether your spouse agree or not, you must obey the Lord. Whether your parents agree or not, you must obey the Lord. Whether your children agree or not, you must obey the Lord. Begin to say, I receive strength to do what pleases the Lord. Even when everything in me stands against it, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to do what I don't want to do. To do what my flesh don't want to do. That pleases the Lord. I receive grace to do what pleases the Lord. Even when I don't feel like doing it. Even when my feelings and emotions are against it, even when my human wisdom and sense knowledge is against it, I receive grace to still do what pleases the Lord. Even if the whole world is against it, I receive grace now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are some breakthroughs that are about to happen in your life. But they are not going to happen except by violence. Yeah. Except by a strong hand of God. Yeah, that is what the Lord is showing me. Some breakthroughs will happen in your life, but by force. I mean by a divine force. A divine force that even you will feel it. Yeah, like when something is being released under high pressure. Like when something breaks forth under a very high pressure, just like a pregnant woman who is about to deliver will be asked to push. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's going to happen by a very strong hand of God. So, which means you must be ready to fast and pray. Except you fast and pray, they will not happen. Because they will happen only by a very strong force. Because the forces holding your life captive, they are very terrible forces of darkness. Yeah. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to say, I receive grace to fast and pray to the point where my breakthroughs emerge forcefully. Yeah. The kind of breakthroughs I'm talking about, you will not see it until you fast and pray to a point. I'm not talking about just some few hours prayers. I'm talking about serious prayers. Well, I know some of you don't like fasting and prayer. Yeah, but I'm talking about, you have to receive grace to fast and pray, because you must fast and pray to see those breakthroughs. If you don't fast and pray, it will not appear. Yeah, that's what I saw. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. I don't know how many days you will fast. I don't know. And I don't know how many hours you will pray, but you have to pray to the point whereby even you know that you have prayed. Yeah, you pray to the point that all your body can, we know that you have prayed. So which I'm not talking about 1 hour or 2 hours prayers. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, I receive grace to fast and pray to the point where my breakthroughs are forcefully released into manifestation. Say, I receive grace now. Say, I receive grace now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace to fast and pray until my breakthroughs are forcefully released into manifestations.
I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See, I receive grace. If you cannot fast very well, you will fast because God will give you the grace. God will help you to do the fasting. If you don't have to pray for long hours, you will do it because God will give you the grace to do it. He will give you the grace. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive grace to fast and to pray until my breakthroughs are forcefully released into manifestation. Thank you, Father. I pray for you, as many of you who are willing to fast and pray to the point of manifestation. I decree over your life right now that the grace to pray and fast until physical breakthroughs begin to appear, receive the grace now in Jesus' name. Receive the grace now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points. Then we will round up the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the new chapter of my life, the new chapter of my life that my generation is waiting for, open right now. Yeah. There is a chapter of your life that, you know, or let me put it this way. There is this chapter of your life where you become a blessing to your generation. Yeah, and once that chapter opens, that is it. The whole world begins to be blessed through your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the new chapter of my life that my generation is waiting for open right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As it is written in the book of Revelation, when the seals on the scroll were being loosed, and in broken, something will emerge. Immediately another seal is on the scroll, is broken. Another event will happen. The same is with your life. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, that chapter of my life that must be opened now, for my life to become a blessing to my generation. Oh Lord, let it open right now in the name of Jesus. That chapter of my life, that page of my life, that must be open for nations of the earth to be blessed through my life. Lord, let it open now. Let it open now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the new chapter of my life that the whole world is waiting for. The new chapter of my life that my generation is waiting for. Open now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mishiandi kisu salagala. Open now. Open now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying that prayer seriously. Open. Thank you, Lord. Open. In the name of Jesus. The new chapter of my life that my generation is waiting for, that they may be blessed through my life. Let that chapter open now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The new chapter of my calling, the new chapter of my ministry, the new chapter of my destiny that my generation is waiting for, open now in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. Bijihanene disisiya. Open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of fear that has held my life bound for years, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear, fearfulness that has held my life bound, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Come out of my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every spirit of fear that has held my life bound for years, that have limited my life, limited my calling, limited my spiritual gifts, limited my destiny for years. Thank you, Lord. I bind that fear right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of my mind. Come out of my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear that have limited my life for years, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah,
We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every false thing appearing as true to my eyes, to my mind, be exposed by the light of God. Yeah, you're going to see, in the name of Jesus, let every false thing, everything that is false, yeah, that's what I mean. Every false thing, everything that is false, that is a lie, that is not true, yeah, begin to say, let every false thing appearing to me as the truth be exposed by the light of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. See, every false thing, every fake thing, every falsehood, every lie appearing to me as true, be exposed by the light of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every reality Satan is showing me as the truth. Every reality that is not as it is to my eyes and mind, be exposed by the light of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Everything darkness is showing me as real and true, that is not the truth, be exposed by the light of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be exposed. Be exposed. Thank you, Jesus. Be exposed by the light of God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let sickness die. Let diseases die. Let sicknesses die. Let diseases die. Let divine health appear in my life. In the name of Jesus. Let divine health manifest in my life forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, sicknesses, weaknesses, diseases, die in my life. Don't
live anymore. I curse you, die in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Sicknesses, diseases, weaknesses, die in my life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Die in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Sicknesses, diseases, die. Thank you, Father. Let health from the Lord appear in my life. Let health from the Lord appear in my life. Let health from the Lord, good health from the Lord, divine health from the Lord appear in my life forever. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon my life. Look upon my present situations and intervene. Say, Father, look upon my life. Look upon my present situation and intervene. Intervene. Give me the help that I need. In the name of Jesus, give me the right help that I need. Say, Father, look upon my life. Yeah, because sometimes the kind of help you think you need is not the help you actually need. Yeah. So, Father, look upon my life and situation and intervene. Give me the right help that I need. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, look upon my life and present situations and intervene and give me the right help that I need. In the name of Jesus, give me the right help that I need. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, are you going to pray? The last prayer point. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let an end come to failures in my life. Put an end to failures in my life. Put an end to misfortunes, disappointments in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let an end come to failures. Let whatsoever I lay my hands on prosper. In the name of Jesus, let an end come to defeat in my life.
let an end come to failures in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let an end come to failures in my life. Let success be mine. Thank you, Father. Let excellence be mine. Let prosperity be mine. Let progress be mine. Put an end to failures. Let everything I lay my hands upon prosper. Let great increase manifest from everything I invest in. Let great success, great increase manifest from my business and career. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, Lord, let an end come to failures. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to stop here. And raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of heaven and the earth, we thank you for your love and honor and grace and blessings and faithfulness. Thank you for helping us the way you help us. Thank you, Lord, for visiting us in great and mighty ways. Thank you for your determination to help us. Thank you for your determination to bless us. Thank you for your determination to lift up our lives to the place you have ordained for it. O God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for confusing the dark kingdom attacking us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask concerning every life in this place, in this meeting. I ask, O God, that you show your people mercy at this time. Show everyone here mercy. Father, show everyone here mercy. Show everyone here mercy. I pray for you that you shall find mercy from the Lord. At this time, you shall find mercy from the Lord. You shall receive mercy from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every sin you have committed that is pushing the mercy of God away from you, I pray that you are forgiven in Jesus' name. Receive mercy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, henceforth, the Lord shall visit your life, and the Lord shall not leave until all his will is fulfilled and accomplished in your life. In the name of Jesus, I come against every demonic hand that is controlling your life against the direction the Lord wants it to follow. I decree that the sword of the Lord cut them off right now.
in the name of Jesus. Every darkness confusing you, I decree that they are destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Henceforth, you shall not be confused. You shall be strong. You shall rise and fight and win like a prevailing warrior. In the name of Jesus, everything you need at this point in time of your life to ascend to the next higher level God has prepared for you, receive them all right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord shall meet you at the point of your needs. You shall not be stranded. You shall not lack any good thing in the name of Jesus. You shall not borrow, but you shall be filled with surplus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.